Chief Isaac Jolapamo said the Niger Dockyard was established to build ship in Nigeria and boost the economy of the nation's maritime sector, but that is no longer the story.
The maritime industry was destined as one of the best in the world. We even built a shipyard designed to repair our ships and not greatly build ships in Nigeria. Our shipyard is now known as Niger Dock, run by non-Nigerian natives. And without any threat of Nigerian ship owners in mind, Niger Dock is no longer a Nigerian dockyard.
The battle of securing our maritime domain is a wasteful task.
Chief Jolapamo said Nigerian Ship Owners Association was formed over a decade ago to provide succor and maintain national pride, as he called on Nigerians to take charge in running businesses in the maritime sector. The Executive Secretary of the Nigerian Shippers Council, Barrister Hassan Bello, expressed delight in the successful democratic process used in electing executive members of the Nigerian Ship Owners Association. Barrister Bello pointed out that shipping is an international trade, but there should be national interest to protect. The newly elected president of NISA, Captain Dada Labinjo, pledged to rescue the shipping sector from foreign dominance because Nigerian ship owners are investors and require returns on their investment.
Ship owners are investors. The ship owners are not children. They are not children. When our president, our minister, when they go out, they go to these people they call investors. The investors are right here in this hall. We don't treat those of them we meet in Europe or in America, we don't treat them like school children. We treat them with a lot of respect because we encourage them to spend their money. Nigerian ship owners henceforth will provide shipping services and ancillary and associated maritime services to the Nigerian oil and gas community.
Captain Labinjo said more needs to be done in shipping services under the local content development policy, and Nissan will work towards ensuring businesses within the sector are undertaken by Nigerians. The newly inaugurated executive members of Nissan is the first democratically elected since the formation of the association over a decade ago. I am Tina Armstrong.